Farmers market's been around a long time. I couldn't, you know, give you an exact date. I think the farmers market over in Davenport claims to have been over there for well over 100 years. So farmers market's been around a long time. The Department of Agriculture started keeping records on farmers markets back in 1988. So that's when we started kind of tracking the growth of farmers markets.
And so tell me about this specific survey you're releasing. What were you looking at?
Well, as farmers markets grew in numbers and grew in shoppers, and presumably grew in sales, we kept being asked, and by vendors, by customers, and by a lot of people, so how much sales are there in farmers markets? How much money transactions are there, and what is the economic impact to the state? We didn't know. Our first survey was in 2004. We had the National Ag Statistics Service go out and collect data at the markets, and that set the benchmark. In 2009, we did our second survey, so we've got a five-year gap between the two. And so this is the first survey where we start to compare previous numbers against what we've got now.
And so what kinds of trends are you seeing as farmers markets go?
Well, I had some concern that we were seeing a trend for more farmers markets, but maybe not a trend as far as an increase in sales. But fortunately, the survey results in 2004 put the gross sales at farmers markets about $20 million. 2009, 5 years later, we're looking at gross sales of just over $38 million. So we've had a 92% increase in gross sales over the last 5 years. So a very significant increase in sales over the last 5 years.
What's driving that, do you think?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons driving it. You know, people seem to be more aware of the importance of fresh, nutritious, locally grown fruits and vegetables, how important they are to your health and your diet. So that's driving people to markets. I think there's a concern about continuing to support small family farms and shopping locally. People want to know where their food comes from and how it was raised. There's a lot more concern about food safety, and farmers markets have an appearance anyway of being an extremely safe place to buy your food, that you're buying it from the producer and you can find out exactly how it was produced.
Was there anything about this survey that surprised you?
Well, there was one thing that didn't surprise me, but it confirmed that the shoppers at farmers markets and the vendors at farmers markets are in an upper age category, 51 to 65. So I think that tells the farmers market managers in the state and the Department of Agriculture, we need to make a concerted effort to bring younger people and younger families to the market if we want the farmers markets to be successful in the long term.
Any idea why that is? Because actually that is kind of surprising. You hear about local food being hip and popular with young people, but that's not what the statistics bear out.
No, statistics show it's an older crowd that comes to the farmers markets, and I assume that they are probably more used to preparing locally grown fruits and vegetables from a raw state to a finished product, and it's not a ready-to-eat meal that you're going to find at the farmers market, and it may be something that the younger groups just haven't learned how to do as easily or as well as some of the older folks in Iowa.
Well, thanks for your time, Mike.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.